Hey, gratitude seeker, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. It's not the easiest of times, and I wanted to make this episode because I wanted to get in touch with you. If you're anything like me, you felt or you're feeling insecurity, uncertainty, and I think it's normal in these days. It's been a while since we had such a big crisis worldwide, and we don't really know how to react because it affects us individually and it also affects us as a society. Our survival instincts rise to the surface, and since we can't find too much information that will make us feel at ease, at least rationally, it's pretty hard to settle, to feel at peace, to feel calm, because hey, not even the rational part of our brain is able to give us some answers to calm our reptilian brain. But one of the things that I found very helpful for me in this period was to look for positive, uplifting, hopeful pieces of information in all of this web of negativity. One such piece of information is that we've been through all kinds of disasters, even worldwide, and we somehow found a way to bounce back. And in most of the times, we were able to bounce back stronger and better as a society, having learned some really important lessons while finding creative ways in which to turn the problem into an opportunity. One such opportunity that we can think about in these times is the fact that we don't need to be in a rush anymore. Many people in our society are always in a rush, and this period is an opportunity to slow down, to experience the fact that life can be different, and to use that spare time for activities that really fulfill us. Of course, for this we need to be calm, we need to be relaxed. And if we're always connected to the news, that's not going to happen. I don't know how the weather is where you are right now, but here it's spring and it's really sunny and beautiful. The birds are chirping, the sun is up and it's shining beautifully. Nature is in its rebirth and the air is better than it ever was. So as someone pointed out, if you would wake up and you would just see these things and you wouldn't turn on the TV or the news, you would feel really grateful and really happy, at peace, calm, and you would find the emotional and the mental space to do those things that you always wanted to do, but couldn't find the time. Maybe it's reading a book, or watching a movie, or just playing some games with your loved ones, or maybe dancing alone or with your loved ones, or starting the practice of meditation. Even if it's not something that's on your list right now, meditation is something that I definitely recommend. Along with breathing exercises, they are great not just for our spiritual wellness, but also for our mental and emotional wellness. That's why when we take a deep breath in, we feel much more calm, much more centered, and we access different parts of our brain. We don't only think about survival, but we think about those things that can make us thrive. So another piece of information that I believe is very powerful is one that I got from James Altucher. The lack of clarity regarding how much time we will need to overcome this pandemic can really make us anxious and uncertain about our future. So he says that usually it takes 3 months for every pandemic to end. He also says that the peak of the pandemic is at 1.5 months. That's early to mid-April. So it's somehow natural for us to expect that more and more cases will arise. But this is part of the process. It's important to keep calm and listen to the experts, wash our hands and do all of the things that they recommend. And as with many of other pandemics, catastrophes, wars, this too shall pass. But it's also very important how it passes and how much we're able to keep calm and to access those parts of our brain that actually help us in these situations. If we give in to fear, our judgment will be clouded, and we might think that things are worse than they really are. For instance, in Hubei, where most of the cases in China are, from a total of 67,000, 55,000 have already recovered. That's 83%. And these are official numbers. You can go to coronavirus.app and you will see there live the total number of cases, the total number of people that have recovered. And this seems to be even faster than James Altucher said, because the numbers start from January 26th. So that means that in about 1.5 months, even though the number of total cases is big, 83% of them are already healthy again. And after about 3 weeks or so, the total number of cases per day started to be lower and lower. And now, if you look at the statistics, you will see that starting from February 17th, it's almost a flat line. That means that the number of cases since then is very, very small. So even though it's not going to be easy for us to get back on track, I think there are many things that we can learn from this experience and that can add to our life and to the richness of it. For me, for instance, it was a reminder of how interconnected we are and how much we depend on each other. I was very grateful when I went to the supermarket, and even though there were some products that I couldn't find, I was grateful for the people there working tirelessly to make sure that we will have things to buy and the necessary products for us to have sustenance in this period. I think it made us all think about all of the supply chain, the fact that what we just get from the shelves is something that goes through an entire process, and there are many people and many miles involved in giving us this opportunity to just choose a product that we want and easily put it in our basket. Another lesson that we can learn is how it is to live without some things that were natural and that were just part of our life that we took for granted. I believe it's a great opportunity to appreciate them more once we get to experience them again. Another lesson is that the hedonic adaptation, the fact that we adapt to the good, also works great for us now, because we adapt to the situation. We find ways in which to make it work somehow for us. And in these times, we discover how resilient we are and can be. That life can be really different. And if we find those inner resources, we can discover that it can be beautiful nonetheless. So keep calm, love one another, seek gratitude, and we will rise up stronger and more united than we were before. Thank you for choosing to be a light in the world.